نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله in tonight's Taraweeh we completed Surah Al-Kahf which we discussed last night and we also completed two beautiful surahs Surah Maryam and Surah Taha الحمد لله Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Maryam the incident of various Anbiya. In fact, he mentions that these incidents should be mentioned. وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ That we should mention the incidents of these various Anbiya and these great personalities. Surah Maryam was that surah that was recited in the court of the king of Abyssinia at the time when the Quraysh pursued the Sahaba that had made the hijrah to Abyssinia and they had mentioned to the king who was a Christian and to his court that the Sahaba and the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not believe in Isa and they had bad things to say about Isa alayhi salam and his beloved mother. So this surah was recited in that court and it brought tears to the eyes of the courtiers and to the eyes of the king of the time. And incidentally, which we will discuss shortly, Surah Taha was also recited to another personality, to Umar radiallahu an, and the effect of this surah when he recited it was such that Iman came into his heart. So these are two very powerful surahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences with the story and the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam for a son. And what was his fikr, what was his desire? يَرِثُنِي وَيَرِثُ مِنْ آلِ يَعْقُوبِ That somebody could come after him not to inherit his empire, to inherit the buildings and the properties and the businesses that he had amassed, but he desired that someone would come that would inherit this nur and this light of nubuwwat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Maryam alayhi salam and her son Isa alayhi salam, which we are well acquainted with, this miracle wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Isa alayhi salam to be born without a father, and the miracle that he spoke from the cradle, and the various other incidents related to him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about Idris alayhi salam. Idris alayhi salam is said to be the first Nabi that came after Adam alayhi salam and he came approximately 1,000 years prior to the coming of Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا that we elevated him to a very high stage. He was an extremely pious Nabi of Allah. And certain special qualities that he had, he was from amongst the first to commence with mathematical calculations. He was the first to write with a pen. He was the first to stitch cloth. Prior to this, the people would cover themselves with animal skins. He was from amongst the first to invent weapons that would be used in the jihad that he carried out against the enemies of Islam at the time. So this was Idris alayhi salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَى إِنَّهُ كَانَ مُخْلَصًا That remember the story of Musa alayhi salam. He was a chosen servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we read in Surah Taha the lengthy incident about Musa alayhi salam and the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved him at the time when Fir'aun was slaughtering the young boys. And he was put into a little box into the Nile River. And he was taken in by Fir'aun and he was brought up by Fir'aun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it in such a way that he nurtured his Nabi in the house of his enemy. And you find all the different mercies and bounties and favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Musa alayhi salam with. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ Mention the story of Ismail alayhi salam. He was true to his promise. Mufassirin explained that what is it that he was true to his promise? One explanation is that when the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came that he needs to be slaughtered at the hand of his father, although he was a young boy, he submitted wholeheartedly. Without any reservations, he submitted to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the dialogue that he has with his father. And here Mufassirin explain the beauty, the wisdom of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the lesson which we as the ummah will take in terms of how we should address our elders when we want to correct them. On the one hand, you have Ibrahim alayhi salam, he has the natural love for his father. And on the other hand is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to worship one Allah. And here is his beloved father that is now associating and ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran explains the careful choice of words, which is a lesson for each and every one of us. Ya abati. The way in which he addresses his father is with great love. Oh my father. That's the first part. The second part is that he does not directly say to him that what you are doing is totally incorrect and how can you do this, etc., which is characteristic of the way we may talk to our parents. But he talks to him in a subtle way and says to him that, oh my dear father, why is it that you are worshipping something that cannot hear, that cannot see, that cannot avail you of any assistance? Why is it that you are worshipping shaitan? Why is it that you are not following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh my beloved father, I fear that if you continue in this vein, then a severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will befall you. And we find that his father responds to him and he says that he does not respond to him in a kind way. In fact, if he was supposed to respond to him in a kind way, he would have said, Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son. But he addresses him and the Quran is very explicit. Ya Ibrahim. That, oh Ibrahim, go away from me. Leave me totally. Otherwise I will stone you. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, after enduring this, what does he say again to his father? He does not argue with him. He does not fight with him. He says, Qala salamun alayk. And this is the prophetic and the Quranic injunction. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That whenever an ignorant person, whenever somebody that wishes to quarrel comes to fight with us, then our response is that we should not retaliate to them, but rather we should say, peace be upon you. Meaning that I beg to disagree with your viewpoint, but I disagree in such a manner that I will not harm you. So we take a lesson from this. And then we end with Surah Taha, which is a beautiful surah. It is mentioned that this surah was recited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the angels 2000 years prior to the creation of the heaven and the earth. And it was recited along with Surah Yasin. And the malaika responded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, blessed is that nation, that ummah upon whom these surahs will be revealed. Blessed are those who will preserve these surahs in their chests. And blessed are those who will recite these surahs on their tongues. So we understand the lofty status of these surahs. And we find the incident which is well known, but we will just recount it. And perhaps it may have an impact on us. That how often are we reading the Quran? When we read khatam upon khatam, we listen to the Quran in Taraweeh Salah. We have so many different recordings on the internet of different reciters. But how often does this Quran have such an impact upon us that it shakes us to the very core? We find that Umar radiallahu an is proceeding and he is on a mission, so to speak, with his weapon. And as he goes, he comes across Nu'aym bin Abdullah, who mentions to him that, oh Umar, where are you off to in such a hurry? And he says that I am going to put an end to that person that has brought disunity amongst the Quraysh, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Sahabi mentions to him that, do you realize that if you go and kill him, then you will have his clan that will be after you? And by the way, why are you wasting your time going there? Put your own house in order, go and check the house of your sister and see what she is doing. So Umar radiallahu anh then proceeds to the house of his sister Fatima radiallahu anha, who was married to Hazrat Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anh. And as he approaches, at that time, Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anh was reciting and teaching the Quran to the family of Sa'id bin Zayd. And Surah Taha was written on some pieces of paper. And as Umar radiallahu anhu approached, they heard him. So Khabbab radiallahu anhu went and hid in a certain area of the house so he would not be seen. And Fatima radiallahu anha covered the piece of Quran under her thigh. When Umar radiallahu anhu comes in, he asks that, "What is it that you're doing?" So they respond that, "We weren't doing anything." But he mentions that, "I heard this voice of Khabbab radiallahu anhu reciting, what is it?" And he begins to beat them. And he beats them so severely. But despite that beating, we find that the sister and brother-in-law of Umar radiallahu anhu remain steadfast. And they say, "Do whatever you wish to do, but we are upon the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Eventually, after the blood starts to come out from his sister, Umar radiallahu anhu calms down and he says, "You know what? Let me see what it is that you were reading." He was a very intelligent individual. He was from amongst the few that had the ability to read and write in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so he asks to see this. His sister then says that, "You know what, you are unclean, so first you need to take a bath." After taking a bath, he then reads the verses of the Quran Sharif, the beautiful opening verses of Taha, which we recited tonight, and his heart begins to melt. Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu comes out, he shows himself, and they then encourage Umar radiallahu anhu to go to the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, Hazrat Khabbab mentions to him that, "I have great hopes that you will accept Islam, because I just heard very recently Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam making the dua that, oh Allah, strengthen Islam either with Abu Jahl or with Umar ibn al-Khattab." And we know the story thereafter where Umar radiallahu anhu proceeds and he then accepts Islam. And we find that not only does he accept Islam, but he becomes one of the greatest Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Amirul Mu'mineen. And not only is he Amirul Mu'mineen, who ruled over 2/3 of the then known world, but we find that till the day of Qiyamah, he is resting beside Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find the impact that the Quran had and these surahs had on Sahaba was very, very significant. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity and the ability to understand. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.